And now a pivot here. Over the next 2 weeks, the best tennis players in the world will be in New York competing in the U.S. Open. Most of the attention will be on Serena Williams as she attempts to complete a Grand Slam. She's already won the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon this year. But American fans will also be cheering a rising star on the men's side. Greg Eklund from Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City reports.
On sun-drenched courts in Kansas City earlier this week, Jack Sock worked on his tennis game. The practice session was not far from Blue Valley North High School, where Sock played 80 matches in his 4 years there and never lost. Sock is preparing for the U.S. Open, and for the first time there, he's seeded number 28, the same number as his world ranking. Not too shabby for a 22-year-old.
Honestly, I just want to go and I just want to play, you know, my tennis, my style of tennis, and, you know, the things that I've been working on, you know, over the last few weeks to get ready, and, you know, pretty much the whole summer to get ready for, you know, the mecca of the Open.
Jack Sock said he loves playing in Flushing Meadows. In 2010, he won the U.S. Open junior title there. A year later, he returned to play against his idol and fellow Nebraskan Andy Roddick at center court at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
You know, I thought I could do all right. Maybe didn't, you know, fully believe I could necessarily win. But, you know, it was definitely to play on, it was my first time on Arthur Ashe. So to play on, you know, the biggest court we have in tennis, you know, at the U.S. Open, our home slam against, you know, the guy I grew up watching, you know, it was pretty special on, you know, Friday night under the lights and on ESPN. So that was definitely a memory I'll never forget.
Jack's older brother, Eric, lives and teaches tennis in the Kansas City area. He remembered how inspiring Roddick was to him and Jack.
If this guy could be from Nebraska, from the Midwest, when people were saying you had to be from California and Texas and Florida, then why couldn't we do it?
Please welcome Jack Sock.
Following the Roddick style of developing a smashing forehand, Sock cracked the $1 million mark in earnings last year and teamed with Canadian Vasek Pospisil to win the Wimbledon doubles title. But if you think that Jack's steady climb didn't have any, to borrow a tennis term, double faults, then you don't know Jack. Earlier this year, he finished 9 weeks of rehab from a surgery for a torn muscle in his pelvic area. During Jack's recovery, his brother Eric nearly died from a bacterial infection. After that experience, Eric says he noticed a change in Jack's outlook on everything.
It put tennis in more of a backseat. It can seem like the biggest thing kind of before that happened, but then after something like a near-death experience happens to you, you kind of learn to put tennis in perspective.
This past April in Houston, with his family on hand, Jack Sock won his first professional singles title. He looked forward to celebrating.
You know, I have my brother here and my team, you know, that's been with me for a while now, through the ups and the downs, and to share a moment like this with them, you know, is going to be great.
No American man has won the U.S. Open since Roddick in 2003. Jack Sock knows that tennis fans long for those days of perennial American contenders.
It seems like there's always been someone, you know, that's done it, and you know, right now maybe not at that point, but definitely we have a good group, I think, coming up.
Could Sock be the one to break through? The only American ranked ahead of him is John Isner, and he's 30. Tennis writer Nick McCarville says Sock has the game to do it.
The window of opportunity is certainly there.
But, as McCarville notes, the big four, Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Andy Murray, and Rafael Nadal, aren't ready to retire.
They look as motivated as ever, too.
Sock is motivated. It's his favorite time of the year. He'd like to stick around for the second week of the Open. To do that, he'll be playing the best in the world. Wait a minute, he is one of the best in the world. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.